Want to gain an edge in international markets with foreign currency exchange? At Associated Bank, we've got you. We can assist you in obtaining or converting foreign currency and managing the exchange risk to your advantage. Visit associatedbank.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
We're on with Michael Hyde, Senior Vice President, Business Banking at Associated Bank. Michael, welcome.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for having me.
I want to focus in our conversation today on the state of small business, how they are feeling these days. I know we have a couple of surveys that have been out recently. I want to talk a little bit about one of the things that they have said in those surveys. And one of them is that they're having a struggle still of finding qualified labor.
Yes, this is true. You know, for a while, you know, companies were feeling very pessimistic too about the, you know, current market conditions. But it really seems like there's been a short-term shift in the outlook. Companies are feeling a bit more optimistic about the current economy as well as the future of the economy. You know, we're seeing inflation continue to slow, which, you know, has helped level off some price increases that we were seeing. With the ease of inflation, I think, you know, that's the primary reason that companies are feeling a bit more confident with the current economy and what the future may hold. GDP is up. Consumer spending is growing. We're also seeing companies, you know, continue to add equipment, acquire and or update vehicle fleets and improve their existing facilities. We're also seeing companies still, you know, acquiring new properties, which is reflective of positive outlook companies have on the current and future growth of the economy. But, you know, as you stated, one pain point that is still causing some companies to be pessimistic is the ability to attract qualified talent for their open positions. This has caused many companies to increase employee compensation to retain current employees, which puts a little bit more stress on the bottom line. You know, while unemployment numbers are down, companies still have many open positions that they're looking to fill to continue their growth strategies in this current economic period.
The National Federation of Independent Businesses, which conducts its survey, talked about 1,300 small business owners. And you hit it on the head there about them feeling a little bit more optimistic. These numbers change from month to month, though, don't they? So it depends on which way the wind is blowing.
Yeah, you know, it's based, you know, they do survey business owners that are members of NFIB, and, you know, it does change as market conditions continue to change. So, you know, in reading some of the articles that are out there, we may see, you know, a temporary increase in inflation in July and August, which, you know, could change the outlook for some of the, you know, many business owners going forward.
Talk to us a little bit about what this says about the economy's resilience.
Yeah, so the economy, you know, from my perspective, you know, I think things are still going strong. You know, businesses are still performing well. We're still seeing many profitable companies, you know, increase in liquidity positions for companies. So, you know, as far as the market outlook, I think, you know, we will continue to see some strong growth here through the end of the year.
Job situation, what are the solves for that? If companies are still having a hard time finding workers and they're doing everything they can to look, how does that get solved?
You know, I thought about that, and I really don't have a resolution for, you know, a solution for it. You know, like I said, with unemployment numbers down, you know, there's only so many people available for these open positions. You know, so I think it's more of companies really getting out there and marketing, you know, their benefits package, you know, things that they can offer, you know, top talent to bring them on board. You know, also increase in, you know, artificial intelligence may be, you know, an option for some of these small businesses to kind of get out there and get their brand known and get people interested in some of these open positions that they have.
Yeah. I'm going to hit on the artificial intelligence thing in a minute, but I want to hit one more point of this, and that is the reported capital outlays of small businesses was up. That in itself shows that businesses are optimistic enough to start doing some projects.
I agree. Yeah, you know, we at the bank here, you know, we're seeing a lot of companies still approaching us for, you know, lending opportunities, expansion opportunities, you know, acquisitions. You know, also some of the refinancing is coming in. But yeah, I still think business owners are really looking at the market and continuing to, you know, follow that growth strategy.
Yeah. One of the trouble spots, perhaps, is in this survey, the small businesses reported that they were having trouble getting loans from banks, banks approving fewer loans to small businesses. Is that because of the interest rate situation?
You know, the cost of capital has increased, you know, obviously with the current rate environment. You know, prime rate has doubled over the past 15 months, which that puts a little more strain on a, you know, existing company's interest expense. You know, and companies that are going to be looking to refinance here in the short term, you know, they're going to see a fairly large jump in interest rates. But, you know, from my perspective, I don't really see credit tightening from the bank's perspective. You know, we're still lending to performing profitable companies as we have in the past. But what I am seeing is, you know, more companies are in a very strong liquidity position. You know, so they're not really approaching us for lending needs. You know, more conversations these days are focused more around, you know, interest earnings on deposit accounts, as well as, you know, how can we get FDIC insurance coverage on, you know, dollars above that maximum threshold for FDIC coverage.
Mm-hmm. What do you think are, besides inflation, the possible inflation ticking up in this job situation, what do you think are some of the other potential pitfalls ahead for small businesses?
You know, I really think it's you know, the main challenge is going to be filling these open positions, you know, because I think the economy, is doing pretty well right now. And companies really need to, you know, fill these roles to continue that growth strategy, to, you know, make their year-end sales, you know, projections and things like that. So, yeah. You know, I think that's really the main concern for business owners is how are we going to fill these positions and quickly.
Yeah, you mentioned artificial intelligence. I want to draw your attention to something I saw, Constant Contact, which is one of the companies that helps businesses stay in touch with their employees, and they do all kinds of surveys as well. Found 91% of small business owners who are using artificial intelligence say it's made their companies more successful. About a quarter of those respondents say they expect to save at least $5,000 over the next year. Is artificial intelligence one of the answers here?
I believe it is. Yeah, you know, and I think with the increase in liquidity, you know, companies have the ability now to kind of take a step back and see how they can take advantage of artificial intelligence. You know, as you mentioned, you know, it's a cost-cutting tool, increases productivity. You know, business owners can use it for AI, you know, for marketing, for industry trends, consumer questions and concerns and other data, as well as, you know, their CRM platforms to increase sales and customer contact. And then, like I said earlier, I think AI can also be a big tool for attracting and retaining top talent. You know, so I believe we will continue to see small business utilize their capital to improve efficiencies and continue to invest in AI.
I think most of us, our familiarity with artificial intelligence and our interaction with small businesses has been, you know, the chatbot, the way we can communicate with a company automatically or artificially with that chat feature. What are some of the other ways that artificial intelligence is being used by these companies?
You know, I think, you know, marketing's key, right? You know, we have sales projections. So I think using AI to go out, you know, and target, you know, certain clients that, you know, are in the market for your product is really key for a lot of small businesses. You know, you can basically get in front of an audience that is interested in one of your products. So I think using AI for marketing is going to be really key for small business too.
What are the concerns you're hearing from these companies about some of the problems AI might create? Is it going to replace workers? And that's, I guess, part of the other question.
Well, I mean, I guess, you know, at a certain point, it could, which is why we're seeing some companies that are, you know, starting to use AI, you see some cost savings from it. You know, so I think there could be some of that happening. But, you know, I really think, you know, it's going to be focused on using it for, you know, adding value to the company. So, you know, not really laying off employees, but more of using it, you know, to add additional value to the company itself.
Michael, great conversation. How can people get a hold of you and have a one-on-one if they want?
Sure. You can reach me on my cell phone at 847-858-7769 or at michael.hides@associatedbank.com.
All right. We'll talk to you next time. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.